Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby.
Well, Stevie Ray bringing us back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we've got our good friend Mike Stewart with us. Mike's the author of Close More Sales, the author of Stewart and Stewart Incorporated, one of the guys we turn to on a regular basis if we want to learn how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace a little bit better, whether it be sales or sales training or sales management or loving up our customers. Hey, Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us a website. Tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Absolutely. Close More Sales is the book. Stewart Sales Dynamics is the website.
Stewart Sales Dynamics, and that's S-T-E-W-A-R-T, StewartSalesDynamics.com. Check it out.
Yes, sir.
And the book's there. Books wherever available, also wherever books are sold. In a previous segment, Mike, you were telling us about these two different dealerships that both of them had surveyed their employees to find out what was on their minds, how they felt about how engaged they were, and et cetera,
right,
how happy they were. And one management group basically refused to accept the truth that was in front of them, and the other accepted it and said, let's build on this. And the thing I was saying as we went to the break, and I want you to talk to us about, is the importance of actually producing one of these surveys. And, I mean, number one, you got to find somebody to do it. Do you do that, Mike?
You know, we do not.
And so find somebody who can, but you can help. But the people who do these things don't always implement the solution that they find.
No, they don't.
So that's where you come in.
Well, yes, but you know they can. You know, our listeners can get the information. And my suggestion is this: number one, or to begin with, excuse me, these surveys were provided by the. By the automobile.
Yeah. So the industry might have something like this for you.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And but you know, getting the information and getting it implemented can be done to an extent through what's known as a mastermind group. And you know, in sales, we used to have, and Jim, I don't know if I don't see these anymore, but lead exchange groups.
Right.
You've heard of those.
Well, the BNI, Business Network International, does that some.
Network.
Yeah, go ahead.
Our listeners probably go to networking groups,
yep,
you know, where they meet people and make contacts and what have you. But a mastermind group is different. Napoleon Hill defined it as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're in our industry, in the speaking business, it's very common to have mastermind groups. At one time, I belonged to three mastermind groups. Now I'm down to one.
Now, how would we've talked about mastermind groups on the show many times before, but how would a mastermind group help you with polling employees?
By sharing ideas and finding out, you know, what they're doing.
I see what you're saying. So maybe some of them, if you were part of a mastermind group, you could ask some of your group how their industry does it or whatever.
One interesting thing that one interesting thing that we found is that we have that in some mastermind groups, if you and I are in a mastermind group, for example, I might go in and survey your employees,
mm-hmm,
and you come in and survey.
Sort of be a mystery shopper,
sort of.
Yeah,
but one way to do it.
But now, and folks, remember, in a mastermind group, there are no duplicate industries in a mastermind group. Only
exactly
one flavor per.
That's right.
And a group. How big should a group be? 6 to 12.
You know, no. I say 5 to 7.
5 to 7. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was in one.
And if they start getting bigger, spin one off.
Well, you can do that, but
yeah,
you know the only way you add to the group is you invite someone to come join with you.
Right.
And and you know, you pick people that you trust and that you respect, mm-hmm, and that are genuinely interested. They're
capable of confidence.
Oh yeah, and they're as interested in your business as mm-hmm as in your success as they
mm-hmm
are their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I just encourage everybody listening to think about their business and what they know about it and what they need to know. Sometimes we don't know what we don't know.
So that the management group that rejected the evidence in front of them about their employee engagement that you told us about in the previous segment, if those people belonged to a mastermind group, if they took that attitude, if the mastermind group said, okay, how did your survey go? And the guy says, well, it came back this way, but we don't believe it, and we're not going to do anything with it. Is that isn't that something that the mastermind group would push back on him for?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because they'd say, they just tell him, well, you know, look at this, you know, get down off your high horse there,
mm-hmm.
and recognize that you don't have all the answers, and that there are things going on that you may not recognize, you may not realize, simply because you don't want to see it.
Right.
And, just look at the evidence right before you, and they give examples from their own lives and their own businesses. So a mastermind group is very encouraging. And I saw this happen with one of the leaders in that group that was pushing back so hard and not believing it. One of the people said, you know what? We better listen to what this man's telling us. And he helped them to understand, although the culture is so negative,
mm-hmm.
and they're so set in their ways, and there's so much ego involved.
Right. Mike, I gotta wrap it up on this segment. Give us the website again, please.
Mastermind Groups, folks. Mastermind
Groups. Yeah, check it out. Your website.
StuartSalesDynamics.com. Let me give you my number, because this information is on our website.
Check it out. I'm sorry, Mike. I've got to wrap it up. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.